This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Different states spend dramatically different amounts on their children. According to a new study this week, the Urban Institute, a think tank in Washington, looked at spending on public schools, health, and social services and found that the national average is just shy of $8,000 per kid. But how much of a difference does that money make? From the Education Desk at WYPR in Baltimore, Marketplace's Amy Scott reports.
Vermont spends the most, more than $13,000 per child, on education, health, and social services. That's nearly three times as much as the state of Utah, where spending totals less than $5,000 per child. Julia Isaacs is a senior fellow at the Urban Institute and the report's lead author. That money can make a difference, she says.
We do see that states that spend more on children tend to have better health and educational outcomes than those that don't.
More isn't necessarily better, according to Neil McCluskey with the Cato Institute. He says overall, per pupil education spending has skyrocketed over the last half century. Even so,
outcomes, at least as measured by the National Assessment of Educational Progress, for 17-year-olds have been essentially flat.
Still, the disparities raise questions about fairness. About half of Latino and Native American children live in states that spend less than $7,000 per child. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.